Rioting that started more than a week ago in the immigrant suburbs of Paris has spread to French cities from the Normandy coast to the Mediterranean seashore. And for the first time last night, the violence reached the French capital, where 28 cars were burned. The rioting ignited 10 days ago after two immigrant boys were accidentally electrocuted while allegedly fleeing police. It spread as rampaging African and Muslim youths claim they are treated as second-class citizens in France, complaining that they are confined to high-rise ghettos on the outskirts of French cities. Eleanor Beardsley went to the Paris suburban community of Aulnay-sous-Bois to see how people live.
The town of Aulnay-sous-Bois is one of the suburbs hardest hit by the last 10 days of violence. Yet standing in the town square, surrounded by charming old buildings and swirling maple leaves, you would hardly know it. People bustle in and out of shops, and a group of multicultural-looking French people wait for a bus. But it is exactly in this community that immigrant youth complain of discrimination and living in poverty and apartheid. It's Saturday afternoon, and in this local brasserie, several people are standing at the bar drinking a beer. They say they are not afraid of the violence ruining their community. The bar owner, who declines to give her name, says the whole situation has been aggravated by the media coverage.
It's a little bit the media's fault that the youth are raging like this, because they see themselves on television, they see that everyone is talking about them, and they feel empowered.
But she and the customers agree that Aulnay-sous-Bois is a divided town.
It's separated a bit by the train tracks. There's Aulnay North with the high rises, where they're burning the shops, and Gentil Aulnay South, which is here. It is true that the immigrants have all been lumped together here, and the young people probably do feel a bit excluded.
This group says they have no problem with immigrants as long as they integrate into and respect the French way of life. Aulnay resident Claude Benjamin, who is buying a sandwich next door at the kebab stand, has done just that. 50-year-old Benjamin, who is originally from the French Caribbean island of Martinique, works as a civil servant in Paris.
This isn't a racist town. That issue was buried a long time ago. I'm completely accepted here, and so is my son, who's studying in Paris. Really, I would say if there's any racism at all, it's very slight.
But Benjamin admits that it's different for blacks from Africa and for Muslims, who have a harder time being accepted as French. Near the fire station, as a silent peace march that was held yesterday is breaking up, 16-year-olds Mustafa, Mohammed, Stéphane, and Jean-Baptiste say they understand why some youth are on a rampage. It's urban warfare because of the tear gas in the mosque and because those boys would not have died if they had been French, they say. I'm white, and they never check my ID papers unless I'm with my black and Arab friends, says another. 35-year-old Smail Akhlil came to France from Algeria as a child. He says he has never returned, and France is now his home. Akhlil and his wife are fixing up a small house, and he says life is good. But he admits that he is lucky to have made it, considering where he grew up.
Mon enfance, j'ai vécu entouré de milieux comme ça.
My childhood was spent surrounded by sinister high-rises in a place where two policemen were burned to death in an elevator cage. Most of my friends are in prison or dead. Not many of them managed to get out and live a normal life.
And at least for now, with the violence of recent days spreading to towns from Normandy to the Mediterranean coast, a normal life will be hard to maintain here in Aulnay-sous-Bois and elsewhere in France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.